T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You okay over there?
I think so. Now that I've gotten out of the torture device.
What is going on?
That I was sitting in a minute ago. I don't know what that chair is. I sit in the chair you sit in.
I love this chair.
But this is your show, so I'm not going to sit in that chair.
Well, it's not my show, but I've sat in this chair for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even missing an armrest.
It is. It's here somewhere. I think it's back in that massive stuff.
And I don't care.
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm okay with it.
By the way, the saga of radio station chairs is something that someone who has never worked in radio will never understand.
Is Dan Weinbaum here today?
Oh, God.
Or can we talk about him behind his back?
We're going to go down that path. I mean, we can. It's dangerous.
Is more attached to his chair.
Oh, my God.
Than anyone I have ever met in my life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's like Archie Bunker from All in the Family.
To the point that for a period of time, and I don't know why they would do it. I think it was because they were just vacuuming and it would just so happen that his chair would end up at somebody else's desk.
Really? Or you would move it?
We're not admitting to anything. Anything. Anyway, and he would then go and scour the newsroom and the studios, even while the midday program was on the air.
He would put tape on the bottom of his chair to mark the chair.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
Because you used to move his chair?
It may have been me that was moving it.
Sam?
I will neither confirm nor deny. But anyway, the saga of radio station chairs is something that somebody who has never worked in radio will never understand. And currently, Scott Parks is sitting in a chair that is probably 10 years old.
Oh, no. 20.
It has survived 3 rounds of new chairs. Typically, new chairs comes in...
2 co-hosts.
Yeah.
This chair was the original chair that I sat in when we started the show 18 years ago.
Yeah.
And here it sits.
And this one that was in Dana's spot, which is where I'm sitting now, although I had to switch chairs, because that is some kind of medieval torture device. I don't know who came up with the idea for this chair.
She actually prefers that chair, by the way.
It's awful.
She sits in that chair.
I tried to get rid of it one time, and she hunted it down and returned it to its rightful spot.
I will say it seats you up higher than most chairs do.
She is short.
She's not very tall. So that may have something to do with it. But I mean, I'm not that tall. Still, that thing's terrible. So I had to switch.
Okay.
I feel better now, though.
Good to be with you. She went out last night with her friends. Let's say we tied one on.
Ah.
Oh, is that what happened?
Okay.
Yeah. It was her son's 18th birthday.
Happy birthday to Willem.
That's right. I don't think she was with her son.
I know she was not.
Okay.
She was with her lady friends. And I get a call at about 10 o'clock this morning going, I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
She says, I have good news and I have bad news.
Yeah.
I said, well, I think I figured out what the bad news is.
Right.
The bad news is that you're not going to be on the show today. She goes, that's right. And I go, what's the good news? She goes, I don't have any. That's it.
I don't have any what?
Good news.
Oh, I don't have any. Oh,
right.
Yeah,
that
gotcha.
Was just to soften the landing, even though there was no padding in that softening zone.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of landing.
How's the proud dad doing?
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Can I have a moment?
Of course.
We were just talking about taking off.
Would you guys,
now we're talking about landing.
Would you guys mind?
Take it.
Last night, I left the show at 5 o'clock, and my mom and I went out to Warrensburg, Missouri. And I could not be more proud. Maya, last night, at 19 years old, took off and landed a plane all by herself.
Solo flight. First one.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Here it is.
Oh, my gosh. We're airborne. Go, baby, go. Oh, wow. Let's bring it back down to the ground.
Okay.
All right, we're done now. Land.
That was cute. Like, that was fun. That was cute. Everything was very interesting. Let's get it back down to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. What a proud dad moment.
Oh, my God. I was so excited.
Don't you love it when your kids do things you never did? You know what I mean?
Couldn't even dream of doing.
Right. When they outperform us. You look at her at 19 years old, and it's like, who are you even?
You're better than me.
Yes.
Isn't that the goal?
Yes, 100%.
It is the goal. That's exactly right.
And there will never be a prouder day in your life when you realize that they're doing so much better than you are.
So she taxied. Check that. Let me backtrack. She did three landings with her instructor, Austin, who's a great guy.
They call those PIC solos, pilot in command.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then on the third one, she lands, and he gets out of the plane, right? And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. And then she taxis to the end of the runway, and then you don't even see the plane. I mean, it's over a little hill, right?
Okay.
And so she goes down over this little hill, and then you hear, and then you see the plane come up.
How'd that go again?
That ground speed.
You do that really well.
Thank you. And then you're just like, and it was my mom. My mom was there. Sarah, Shonda, and her best friend was there. And God, just to watch that plane go down the runway and then it takes off. And you know that there is no one in that plane other than your kid. There is no certified flight instructor.
Yeah.
She's on her own.
No safety net.
No. And I was like, please do not poop in your pants. Please, whatever you do, do not poop in your pants.
You or her?
Me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, both.
Now, Scott, I asked you before the show if you shed a tear, and you told me no.
I did not.
Will you be honest? Did you?
I did not shed a tear.
Did you want to?
No, Sam. A proud tear.
I'm not making fun of
no,
you.
No. I was just proud. I was so proud, and I was blown away, literally blown away. This kid is doing something I could not do.
Yeah.
And that makes all the difference.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, and you can't even put it into words. You can't describe what that feeling is. You just... I mean, it's affirmation for you, you know.
No, it is.
No. If you were a lousy dad, she wouldn't be where she is.
Oh, stop.
No. I mean, that's why we're here, you know.
It means you did at least one thing, right?
I made her.
Yeah. And there's that too, but yeah, it's wow, I didn't screw you up beyond belief, you know. I actually did make it through this and now
oh.
Yeah, and when you watch him excel.
It was just, I mean, and I don't mean to gush so much, and forgive me.
No, you should.
But let me see. Here we go. This is actual voice recording from her. In the
pit.
Student pilot solo. She had to say that at the end of every one. Student pilot solo.
Now, the age-old tradition is that after the first solo flight, they cut off a piece of the back
that
of
is
their
correct.
T-shirt.
Did you not know this?
No.
Okay, so that is correct, Sam. Thank you for bringing that up. She had to wear a white T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of every first solo flight, you come in, you go into the hangar, and they cut off the back of your shirt.
And do what with it?
They sign it.
Oh, okay.
And date it.
And date it.
Yeah.
And say, you know, you were on flight 461, And that was her airplane was 461. So they wrote 461. They signed it and dated it as this is your first solo flight.
And what do they call that?
I have no idea.
Clipping your tail feathers.
That's right.
Oh.
Clipping the tail feathers. Oh. That's right.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a big day.
So listen. .461 turning downwind left solo.
Student pilot solo.
Student pilot solo.
I mean,
solo.
She put a little something on that, too. It was like, student pilot solo.
Oh, you could hear the smile
right.
on her face. Oh, yeah. Permission to buzz the tower.
Oh, it was a great day.
Negative Ghost Rider pattern is full.
The pattern is full. John Grayson filling in for Dana Wright. 913-586-7798. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. Michael Mackey joining us just off his trip to Aruba.
Aruba?
Aruba. Coming in hot.
Oh, is that why we have bad weather?
Coming
today?
In okay, hot okay. at 3 o'clock. Michael Mackey here on Dana and Parks. Seriously?
You are a cruel man, Sam Stevie.
It's not like I didn't warn you.
Man, I'm actually tearing up. You're a jerk.
Hey.
You are a jerk.
It was either this or don't blink.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I hope you dance.
What was the one?
Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters. That was another one. But
Learning to Fly by Pink
sad.
Floyd. You could have gone that route. Or yeah. what's the Live Like You Were Dying, that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another possibility. So, yeah.
You know,
we might sprinkle some more in this hour. We'll see. It's a big day.
I hope you both get a disease that's not curable.
She literally flew the nest last night.
Sam, I'm aware. I was there.
All right.
I am
and
a disease
you're a jerk.
That's not curable.
You're a jerk.
But I love you.
Hey, I saw this thing, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it, and I'm kind of glad because I would love to know your thoughts on this. There's a kid who, he's one of these social media influencers, which I can't stand that word, but that's what he does, and he's a YouTube star. His name is Luca Ventures. He's 27 years old, so kid advisedly, but he's been doing this for a while, and he goes around to places where you're not supposed to be able to go. And does
like dangerous places or
sometimes. Okay. And in the case of this last one, absolutely that. But just places in general where you and I wouldn't be allowed, where the general public aren't allowed. And sometimes he breaks in and sometimes he just goes as it was the last case. He went to Fukushima to the power plant.
In Japan.
The one that was the site of the nuclear disaster. And the flood and all of the rest of it. And just like in Chernobyl, there's an exclusion zone around the Fukushima Daiichi plant that nobody's allowed to go. But somehow he snuck in and got pictures of himself and took video and all of this other stuff of him like sitting at the desk in front of the control panel of the nuke plant. And he said one of the things that he was surprised by.
I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
I know, right? And one of the things that he was surprised by is that there's no dust. Because dust is mostly from you and me. It's, skin cells and hair and all, if you don't have a bunch of living things around, dust doesn't tend to accumulate. So he said it was like walking in on a regular work day. That everything is clean and because everybody just got up and took off, when the disaster happened.
And it's been more or less sealed off since.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's nothing there. And he said, all of the counters were clean and all of this other stuff. And he has pictures of himself sitting at the desk, with his feet up. And he's got all of the controls of the nuke plant all around him. And I just thought, I wouldn't go. There are tours, I don't know if you knew this, to Chernobyl. There were before the war started. I doubt they're going on now. But you can go in and tour, not the plant, but you can go into the exclusion zone and into the city.
The city of Chernobyl.
Right, which has been abandoned for years. They're very strict on how much time you can spend there, but they do have these.
You normally leave with three eyes.
Yeah, you're right.
Five arms.
One of the things that I've always wanted to see is that there is, in Chernobyl, an amusement park. And they have like a bumper car ride and all this stuff. And now, I mean, it's got plants all growing in it and everything. But I've seen
pictures of it.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that would be, I don't know that I would put my health at risk, right? I don't know that I want to be irradiated like that, even for a short period of time.
Okay.
I don't know that I trust the Russians with how long is okay to be in Chernobyl. But
which is actually in Ukraine.
Yes. Right. Right. Thank you. But at the time, it was, yeah, the Soviet Union, because it was, what, this, 86?
It was 86.
Yeah.
Sam, am I allowed to say the country?
Yeah.
we were living in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
When Chernobyl exploded. And we have always wondered, because normally winds move west to east.
Right.
But at that time, there was movement from east to west.
The first indication that the Western world had came out of Poland.
Correct.
To your point. So nearby, so where you were, they started getting...
We started getting radiation readings in what was then West Germany from Chernobyl. And we've always wondered, my mom and I and my brother and I have always wondered, were we affected by the radiation from Chernobyl?
God, it explains so much.
Really? Really? Because the winds at that time were moving east to west.
Yeah. Yeah, of all times for that to happen. Didn't it just have to be the day that one of the worst nuclear disasters in human history happened?
Correct.
But one of the creepiest places is always the abandoned theme park. So in an abandoned theme park,
yes,
in a radiated zone at night, I'm not going.
I'm telling you, you should
at
look
night?
Up.
How about at day?
If you haven't seen some of the pictures, Sam, you really ought to check them out. I mean,
oh, I've seen them. The Ferris wheel,
yes, and the bumper cars, yeah, and the whole nine. And it just it sent me down that road again. Seeing this kid at Fukushima, thinking, okay, of all the places that you're not supposed to go, what would I most like to see? Like, I've always thought the idea of going to like an abandoned nuclear missile silo, just to see that. You
like
know,
in North Dakota? Or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh. One that they're not using currently, but I know every so often they'll sell them off, the old ones. You know, you can use them for whatever you want to, I guess. But to see something like that and to see the control room, like the beginning of the movie War Games, when the guys are sitting there with the key, you know, yeah, and he's, pull, turn your key, sir, and he's got the gun on him. That whole
what
deal.
What is the name of the computer in War Games?
Whopper.
That's right.
Or Joshua.
Spell it?
Yeah, W-O-P-R.
That is,
yeah,
correct.
Uh-huh. You know what I did one time? This is how much of a geek I am.
You are the oldest young person I've ever met.
I know, I'm 90. I don't even think I've seen War Games, and I know that.
One of the geekiest things that I ever did in my life. Remember at the end of War Games, when it finally gets the code, which is the last seven or 1704 TKS. I don't remember the first three letters. But anyway, it finally gets the code, and then it starts going through all of the different scenarios.
The simulations.
Right, of the simulations of nuclear war to try to figure out which one is going to be the winner. And it starts rolling through all of them.
And then there's no winner.
Right. So as it's doing that, it's showing the graphics on the screen of the nukes going off.
Yes.
And then underneath it are the names of all of those scenarios. I went through one time and paused them so I could read them all and
What were they?
They some of them were real, and some of them were clearly kind of jokey. You know, they would make like do plays on words of like the African Delight or something like that. You know, it was always all these different scenarios.
And African Delight or Afternoon Delight?
It was African Delight. Yeah, it
okay.
was one of them.
Weird.
And they
weird.
But some of them were really, you know, the NATO Alliance Trident or something along those lines. And and somebody had to come up with all of those, right, and put those all on right. the screens. But they flew by so fast that if you're just watching the movie, you can't. There's no time for you to read them.
So what's your question?
Where would you go that you can't go? What would you want to see and be there that is a place where most times people don't get to go?
Am I guaranteed to come home?
Yes. Yeah. If you're guaranteed to live through it.
North Korea.
Wow. I actually have friends who went there on a tour.
I would love to see North Korea.
Why? What would you want to see? Because I can tell you some of what they saw.
Well, so, Sam, am I allowed to refer to this country again?
Yes, I believe you're going to talk about the facade of East Germany.
So, that is correct.
Yeah, okay.
So, when I lived in West Germany, there were two times, actually, where I went to East Berlin. And it was the most dark, decadent, ridiculous place I've ever been in my life. I saw things that I never thought I would see in my life.
Like,
you go through Checkpoint Charlie.
Okay.
And you look, and Sam, I know I've told this story before. I know we got to get to break. But when you're on the west side of Berlin, looking over the wall, East Berlin, you see these glass buildings, and they're beautiful. I mean, it looks fantastic. You're like, communism can't be that bad.
They're doing okay, yeah.
You go through Checkpoint Charlie, and the tour bus guide said, turn around and look. They were three-sided facades.
It's all fake.
There was no building. There was no building. It was a facade.
I have a similar story to tell you in a minute. I know you've got to hit the break because we got traffic.
But I would love to go see North Korea just to say that I saw it.
Okay. All right. We'll tell some more stories coming up.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. John Grayson in for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie III here on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That 21st day of September, where would you go?
I have a few. I mentioned the missile silo thing. I've also always wanted to ride in a nuclear sub.
Oh, no.
You're not a submarine guy?
That sounds like a panic attack to me.
Oh, that is a panic attack.
I've been in a couple, like, World War II era subs. I mean, they didn't go anywhere, but I've been in them while they were in the water, and that
but
was...
like, above the water?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they weren't, like, submerged, but there was one called the USS Requin, which is now, I think, in Pittsburgh, but it was in Tampa on the Hillsborough River for a long time, and you could, for $3, you could go in and tour. And then they showed the bunks and everything where the guys slept, and I thought, no thanks. But nuclear subs, I mean, the ones that we have now are so much bigger and so much more comfortable, I guess.
You ever seen Crimson Tide?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Crimson Tide and Hunt for Red October, and yeah, sure.
No, thank you.
See, it's funny you say that, though, because I've come up with three of where I would want to go.
Where would you want to
go? One of them is the Mariana Trench. If there were a way that I could go explore the Mariana Trench and not die, of course.
To get down there, yeah, just to see all of the bizarre stuff that lives.
What is the Mariana Trench?
The deepest trench in the Pacific. That's where Challenger Deep is the deepest part of it, right?
Yeah, so it's the deepest point on Earth.
Yep. Named for the islands nearby.
The Mariana Islands, yeah.
Which was, yeah, home to a famous World War II battle, as a matter of fact.
Correct.
That would be one. I want to go back, though, because you were talking about the facades in East Germany. There, when I got to Iraq in 06, they put us up in one of the entire area around the center of Baghdad was full of palaces. I mean, there's big ones and small ones, and, you know, Saddam had property everywhere. So there's all these palaces. We were in one of the smaller ones.
Were you in the green zone?
At that point, we were at a place called Camp Liberty, which is outside the green zone, but it's still very much a protected U.S. base.
Okay.
So we were in one of the we pulled up, and when you pull up to the outside of the place, you see in the windows, not only are they stained glass windows, but there's this beautiful scroll work. It's very ornate and very cool looking. And then when you get into the building, again, you turn around and notice that all that scroll work, it's plywood. It's just all, you know, it's done really? With a scroll saw in plywood and then, you know, just hung up in the window. It's all for show.
It's fake.
It looks great from 20 yards away, but you get right up next to it and it's like, this is nothing, man. This is like garbage. You mentioned North Korea. My friend Sherry Weber, who is the personal assistant of all things to Celine Dion, and she and her husband a few years ago went on a tour in North Korea. They went to Pyongyang and the whole nine. And they said there are so many rules that they tell you. I mean, you remember the kid that ended up dead because he stole a poster off
Otto,
a wall.
Otto Warmbier.
Yes. Well done. So they say you will see a lot of people. Don't talk to anybody. If you talk to a North Korean, you could get yourself in serious trouble. So just don't. But she said when they got there, when the tour buses arrive, they have all of the women in town put on these pastel dresses that are, you know, like hoop skirt kind of dresses, like you would see in the 1880s, that kind of thing.
Make it look like an ornate festival.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's hundreds of them, and they come out and they've got these dance numbers, these choreographed things that they all do. And again, it's all for show. They force them to do that. It's not like they have a choice and can go, right. I don't want to dance today. No, you're going to dance today.
You dance or you die.
Yeah, they're pretty much. But she said that, yeah, it was fascinating to see how far out of their way they went to make it look beautiful, but it was the same thing. Scratch the surface a little bit, and you will find that it's horribly ugly.
And I know that, but I just want to see it.
Yep.
You, does that make sense?
Definitely, yeah.
I mean,
you need confirmation of the ugly.
Well, yeah, I guess, but I mean, listen, if given a chance, I'm going to Cancun before I go to North Korea, all right? But you asked the question, where would you go that you can't go?
That you can't, yeah.
And so you didn't ask the question, where would you go that you can go? You said can't go, and I said North Korea. Because I've watched countless shows about North Korea, and I just find it, I don't even know what the word is. Bizarre.
Yeah, that anybody could live that way.
And that people would be willing to come out and fake joy and fake love.
They're not willing.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
You're right, Sam. They're not. And they just do it because they have to do it. And just to see it because I'm not supposed to.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, even, I mean, the U.S. State Department doesn't want you going.
No.
They won't prohibit it.
And I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no chance in hell that I'm ever going to go to North Korea, and I'm never going to go to Asia. It's too far away.
Don't want to be on a plane that long?
No.
I get it. But, you know, another place along those lines that I would love to go, simply to see the cars, I want to go to Havana. I really.
Now that's reasonable.
They shut the door in 1959.
Oh,
and so,
yeah.
Well, but they, reopened it in 2012,
yeah,
and then closed it again in 2016.
But it looks just like your garage, so why do you need to go down there?
You love picking on my old car. I love
it. It looks
cars.
Like an old James Bond movie, is what it looks like.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, to see all the modifications and the stuff they've had to do to those cars. I mean, can you imagine an entire country full of cars that are all 70 years old?
Well, we were in Cancun a week ago, and I was telling T, you know, because we were in the Cancun is right there on the tip of the Yucatan Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling T, I said, you know, Cuba is literally 60 miles right there. She's like, no kidding. I said, no, Cuba is, we could get in a boat and Cuba is 60 miles right there.
Yeah, you're there in 2 hours.
Yep.
Yeah, same thing, but I guess it's, what is it, 90 miles from Key West?
Oh, I think it's less than that.
Yeah, because they've got that the
here,
buoy.
I'll look that up. I'll look that up.
Enough that they float it without an engine.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can see it if the weather is clear. You can stand at that southernmost point of Key West and look out over the Straits of Florida and see Havana.
So I originally said I had three, including the Mariana Trench, but I've thought of one more.
Okay,
the Catacombs of the Vatican.
Oh, well done. Yeah,
I have been there.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that people were allowed to go.
No,
down
you're
there.
Allowed to go down in the basement. Yes, you are.
Okay. No, you can't explore all of it, I'm assuming.
But you do get to see the bones of, you don't get to see the bones, but you see the box of St. Peter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can go down into the bottom, into the basement of the Vatican, and you will see the box that holds the bones, so they say,
right,
of St. Peter.
Wow.
And I have seen it.
Now, you're holding your hands about 2 feet apart. That's
how big the box is.
It's not a coffin. It's an ossuary.
An ossuary. And that's how big the box is.
Wow. Huh.
The other two are the inner workings of the Great Pyramids, because there are massive tunnel systems in the pyramids that nobody talks about.
Right.
And then this one's only a myth, but I've read enough about it that I believe it is true. They were building a great room behind Mount Rushmore.
Really?
Until they lost funding doing it, because it cost so much to blow up the rock. I don't know what they were planning on putting in there. That's where all the conspiracy theories come in. But there is a theory that there is a tunnel that they blew out behind Mount Rushmore and built a great room. And I would just love to see it. I'm sure there's nothing in there. It's probably just an empty room made of rock because they ran out of money. But there is documented evidence that that was once a project.
I wonder if that started because of North by Northwest.
The distance between Cuba and Florida, 103 miles.
103. Okay. All right. But you can definitely see it out there over the water. Yeah, Key West is cool. Have you been?
I've never been.
Oh, go.
Want to go. 913-586-7798. Michael Mackey coming your way right after 3 o'clock. John Grayson filling in for Dana Wright. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. What up? Man, it is a dreary day here in Kansas City. Rain is coming down.
You have to be weather aware.
We are weather aware, Sam.
It looks like it's dusk outside right now.
Man, the rain is coming down.
We said it a million times on this station. We'll say it again. If your headlights are on, excuse me.
If your windshield wipers are on,
your headlights need to be on as well. That is the law.
That is a state law.
And that doesn't just mean your running lights, the ones that are always on either, because those don't turn your taillights on. Makes it harder to see from behind. Hey, here's a fun thing that happened. There's a town in Washington State. You ever been up to the Pacific Northwest?
You know, I never have.
We went once, but we were just kind of on our way to an Alaska cruise, so we weren't there for very long. But it's lovely. I mean, Washington State looks nice. But there's a town there near Seattle called Washougal.
Washougal, Washington.
Washougal, Washington. It's spelled Washougal. And they had a little bit of a problem because the name of the town is spelled out in big white letters on the roundabout that leads into town. But a car came along just the other day and didn't quite stop for the roundabout and ended up smashing right through the middle of it.
It's just north of Portland, Oregon.
Yes. So in this town, they have the roundabout and it's very pretty. I mean, they've got, you know, cut stone and things like that. It's not just an ugly, nasty roundabout. There's plants and things like that. And this big sign that says Washougal.
Okay.
Well, the car that ended up plowing right through and landing in the middle of the roundabout went right through the middle of the sign, and it took out the O, the U, and the G. So now as you drive into town, there's just a big sign in white letters that says, Wash Al. If I lived in that town and my name was Al, I would be highly offended.
Okay.
Like, how dirty do you think I am?
Does Al stink?
Yeah, apparently he does, because we need to wash Al.
By the way, today is Take Your Kids to Work Day.
Is it really?
Yes.
Mine have their own jobs.
I was going to say last night was Take Your Dad to Work Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Sam?
She took you to work.
I went to observe.
Yeah.
Has Take Your Kids to Work Day kind of run its course? Because I don't see any kids here at the office today.
No.
I got to go to, I believe, one, maybe two in my life on Take Your Kids to Work Day.
I don't think it
had run its course 20 years ago.
I don't think that was a thing when I was a kid. I don't think that had happened yet.
Definitely, when you and I were kids,
yeah.
Take Your Kid to Work Day was not a thing. And then it became a thing in the 90s.
Okay.
You'll remember. And it was kind of a big deal. And I remember, like, Ken Wolf used to bring, our chief engineer, used to bring his kids to work back in the late 90s, early 2000s. They're adults now. But I didn't see a single kid at work today. And I don't want to.
Did you see any people?
No.
No.
See, we were in a restaurant when I was a kid. So Take Your Kid to Work Day was pretty much every day.
Start bussing tables, kid.
Yeah, no kidding. I was just there. I made a lot of dough balls, and I did a lot of vegetable prep.
NFL draft is tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It starts tonight. Yeah,
they're
in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Last year, you may recall, where was it?
I think it was here.
That's right.
It was.
It was in Kansas City. Live from Detroit, the NFL draft tonight. Chicago Bears have the first pick in the NFL draft. They are expected to take Caleb Williams with the first overall pick.
Who is?
A quarterback from USC.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Do we even know what the Chiefs are looking at drafting?
The Chiefs get the 32nd pick because
they won the Super Bowl.
Right. No, I know where. But, I mean, what's the area of need?
Lineman and
always.
Depending on how
wide receiver,
yeah, depending on how this whole Rashee Rice thing.
one of our wide receivers is currently in legal trouble.
Yeah, but I mean, how many times have we said that? And you know, if Patrick Mahomes is throwing the ball, does it really matter who's there catching it?
As we found out at the beginning of this last season, yes, it does.
Well,
thankfully, we figured it out.
Yeah.
So the NFL draft is tonight. Starts at 7 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock Eastern. It's in Detroit. We have the 32nd pick. Is that right, Sam? Is that what you said?
That is true.
Okay. Chicago has the first pick because they suck.
They're
awful. Really good. They are getting a brand spanking new stadium, though.
Who is?
Chicago.
The Bears.
Yeah, they're finally knocking Soldier Field the rest of the way down.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
By the way, funded by the team that can't win any games.
Yep.
They didn't ask the city for money. I'm going to leave that there.
Just leave that sitting right
Wait, wait,
there.
Wait, wait. They didn't ask the city for any money?
The team is paying $2 billion to build their stadium. The team
No kidding.
Is paying $2 billion. Did I say that twice?
So
the team
You did say it twice.
Is
that
paying
happens.
$2 billion.
That happens in places.
Okay.
I'll be darned. Hey, John, great to see you, man.
Pleasure, man.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Michael Mackey joining us in just a moment. Dana Wright is a little bit under the weather today, went out with her girlfriends last night and may have had a couple too many, and her voice is shot. News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.